Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah. Lord, we thank you for making this day available. Lord, we thank you for making us to see another day. Lord, we thank you for the hour of the day. We thank you for the hour of the night. Thank you for the 23rd day of the month of October, year 2021. Thank you, Lord Daddy, for yesterday. Thank you for this weekend. Thank you for what you have done already. Thank you for what you continue to do. Be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your care. We thank you for making yourself known in our lives. We thank you because you are the Almighty. We thank you because you are incomparable. We thank you, Lord, because you are incomprehensible. You are God that never fails. All glory, all honor, all adoration is given unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Broadcast. This program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Sincerely, I must tell you that the testimony we have been having through this program, they are amazing. And they have been mind-boggling. We have been hearing a lot of testimonies. Some of them are sent to our platform. And we've been seeing the hand of God. Many pray this prayer, send it to their friends. And by the time they will return back, the hand of God has, you know, moved in their situation. It is proving to us that the hand of God and the power of God is working on behalf of this prayer. It is showing that the Lord is backing this prayer up. And I want you to still use this opportunity. Don't waste this opportunity. Don't take it as ordinary prayer. Take it as a prayer that has been anointed. Take it as a prayer that when you pray, it activates the heaven into releasing to your life the miracle and the healing you are demanding for. I just want you to know that God is going to do something today. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. And as you are getting this voice audio, you need to share it with your friend. Let them also enjoy the prayer. Let them also come and, you know, and taste the goodness of the Lord. And I know God will turn you to a bigger bundle of testimony. Begin to appreciate the Lord now. Take any song of praises you love and worship the Lord with that song. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jehovah. Every living soul, pray. Every living soul. Every living soul. Every living soul. Oh, the most high. Oh, the most high in it. The most high in it in my life. Oh, the most high in. The most high. The most high in it. Say, blood of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. This is a midnight prayer. I want you to pray very well. Say, blood of Jesus, separate me from affliction in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from affliction in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from affliction in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from affliction in Jesus' name. Pray, say, blood of Jesus, Remove my name, from the register of affliction. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Remove my name from the register of affliction. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Remove my name from the register of affliction. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Remove my name from the register of affliction. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there divination against Israel. According to this time shall be said of Jacob and Israel what God has done. Say this one. Say, every arrow of enchantment, fired against me, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of enchantment, fired against me, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of enchantment, fired against me, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of enchantment, fired against me, go back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Open your mouth and say this one. Say, altars raised to oppress me, cash fire. Altars raised to oppress me, cash fire. In the name of Jesus, altars raised to oppress me, cash fire. In the name of Jesus, altars raised to oppress me, cash fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, listen to me very well. Our God answered by fire. It's a God that knows no impossibility. There is no case that is impossible for God. Therefore, every battle confronting your destiny shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I say that battle shall expire. Amen. 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 That battle shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking on power against evil consumption. Power against evil consumption. Psalm 27 verse 1 to 2. I love that Psalm 27. Probably you may need to put it in your memory. Psalm 27 verse 1 to 2. Listen very well. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I what? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Therefore, I pray that when any power of darkness rises up against you, they shall fall flat in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they fall, they rose up against you, and they will fall for you. If they are rising up against you from today, they shall fall for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. What do you mean by evil consumption? We are talking about evil food through dreams, evil food physically, polluted and poisonous food. They are evil consumption. Food that you are fed with in the dream, they are evil consumption. When this kind of consumption is going on, if something is not done against it, it can result to physical ailment. It can result to physical illness. It can result to a lot of problems. It can result to some incurable disease. Because most of what people eat in the dream, they are not food. They are satanic material. And when they are swallowed, they go into the system to tear the system. Therefore, you as a child of God, you must fight aggressively against every evil consumption. You must fight aggressively against every evil consumption. I pray as you pray today that consumption shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to know something. You may have been having dreams, seeing yourself eating the dream. That will stop immediately in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody may have polluted your food spiritually, and the pollution is affecting you. Today you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray very well. You may be buying food from somebody who is even an agent.